Hello, this is Brandon.
And Sandra.
From Slidell High School on Attacking the Tax. Join us today as we discuss slavery.
Slavery in the USA was a form of an unfree labor and continued mostly in the South until the passage of the 13th Amendment in 1865.
By early decades in the 19th century, the majority of slaveholders and slaves were in southern United States.
From the 16th to the 19th centuries, there was an estimated 645,000 Africans shipped as slaves to America.
Slavery was a continuous issue into politics of the United States from the 1770s through the 1860s.
Slavery was a principal issue leading to the American Civil War.
After the war, slavery was made illegal throughout the United States.
Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go.
While slavery was still legal, if the woman was pregnant, workers might dig a hole for her to rest her belly while being whipped.
They would also, after whipping her, rub her wounds with red peppers.
And another thing they did was take a brick, grind it into a powder, mix it with lard, and rub it all over the slave.
Slaves had metal collars to remind them of their wrongdoings.
Slaves were punished for all kinds of stuff, and if the slave owners didn't punish them, they could be fined.
As the abolitionist anger increased and the planting systems expanded, apologies for slavery became more faint in the South.
John Brown, an influential leader of the abolition movement, believed God had chosen him to end slavery.
John Brown led four of his sons and two other men to kill five supporters of slavery.
Brown was hung because he was sentenced to death for murder.
Brown's death became a rallying point for abolitionists.
William Lloyd Garrison once said that ending slavery was, instead of an evil good, a positive good.
This has been Slavery on Attacking the Tax. This is Brandon.
And Kendra.
Signing off, saying good luck, and we're all counting on you.